I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't violate any law. I wore my removal. But for this particular period, as we are pushing the runoff election, the Congress of Democratic Change has made my recognition as a precondition for their participation in the electoral process. As chairperson of the Electoral Commission, having supervised an election that went so successfully, I don't want it to be a waste. So I thought the only way they would take part in the election is for me to step down, because they are all along been running away from the ballot box. They don't have confidence in the ballot box, so they want to look for an escape route. Send to see that I'm the problem, then I said, fine, let me step down so that the people can join the runoff election, so that the electoral people can decide who they want to be their president.
There was a letter that supposedly came from you addressed to George Weah, in reality saying that George Weah won the highest number of votes in the first round of the election. First of all, did you sign that letter, and do you think that letter was the cause of your resignation?
I did sign the letter. The pay agent has within the commission, that all amounted to that, but that is so equal to question, because CDC knows very well and gave the result of the election on Tuesday of last week. He did not take the lead. It's clear. The records are there. No ambiguity. But the point here is that I'm saying I'm out of the picture. They should have no excuse. Let them go and confront the Liberian people. I think that's what you should pose to them.
Mr. Fromoya, did you say that perhaps there is a paid CDC agent within the Elections Commission?
Yes, indeed. That's what the whole letter issue, that's what I wanted to.
If you knew that there's a paid CDC agent, and let's assume he wrote that letter, the paid agent, why did you sign it?
Well, again, what they are saying, I wish we had the time for me to tell you why I signed it. It just happened instantly. This particular agent brought a letter. If I wanted me to read it live on radio when I was giving the result on Tuesday, the 25th of October, where he has the result swapped. We have put the CDC result to UP, UP result to CDC. I saw it, and it was Mr. Bobby Livingstone, who brought this and was sitting there reading, even while I was giving my press briefing and were giving the result. But I hesitated, my deputy told me, but there was no urgency to do the letter tomorrow. And later on, upon he insisting, I went through the letter while I was on stage and realized that he had a normal swap, which I know it would not have been accidental. Well, he's a smart fellow, he knows what you're doing. In spite of that, I call your attention that why could you take the UP number and give the CDC a CDC number to UP? He said, oh, it was a mistake, which I didn't believe, that he was going to make correction. Then on Wednesday, he brought what he considered the corrected version. And then I realized that he had given the appropriate figures to the two parties. So I did sign the letter, believing that at least that correction I made, that was all. But the way I said, I have volume of documents coming before me. So I will not deny that signature. But what I'm saying is that that did not warrant anything. There was nothing wrong in terms of changing results within after NSCB, because the result, what they put in, a public record. You can add up to see how each one of them got what they had. So there was nothing wrong with that.